absence, say, of Susan's, absence of Egeria's, arms and respective bosoms, lips and, posteriors, slowly form a presence, whose, and I ask, of what, so absurd an essence, that something which is not, nevertheless should populate empty night more solidly than that with which we copulate, why should it seem so squalidly? Well, I gave them that as an example, and they reported me to the principal.
I'm not surprised, said Bernard. It's flatly against all their sleep teaching. Remember, they've had at least a quarter of a million warnings against solitude.
I know, but I thought I'd like to see what the effect would be.
Well, you've seen now.
Helmholtz only laughed. I feel, he said, after a silence, as though I were just beginning to have something to write about, as though I were beginning to be able to use that power I feel I've got inside me, that extra, latent power. Something seems to be coming to me. In spite of all his troubles, he seemed, Bernard thought, profoundly happy. Helmholtz and the savage took to one another at once, so cordial indeed that Bernard felt a sharp pang of jealousy. In all these weeks he had never come to so close an intimacy with the savage as Helmholtz immediately achieved. Watching them, listening to their talk, he found himself sometimes resentfully wishing that he had never brought them together. He was ashamed of his jealousy, and alternately made efforts of will and took soma to keep himself from feeling it, but the efforts were not very successful, and between the soma holidays there were, of necessity, intervals. The odious sentiment kept on returning. At his third meeting with the savage, Helmholtz recited his rhymes on solitude. "What do you think of them?" he asked when he'd done. The savage shook his head. "Listen to this," was his answer, and unlocking the drawer in which he kept his mouse-eaten book, he opened and read. "Let the bird of loudest lay on the sole Arabian tree, herald sad and trumpet be." Helmholtz listened with a growing excitement. At sole Arabian tree he started. At thou shrieking harbinger he smiled with sudden pleasure. At every fowl of tyrant wing the blood rushed up into his cheeks. But at defunctive music he turned pale and trembled with an unprecedented emotion.